Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, radio listeners. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with the Anointed Word International Ministry. I'm here this morning because of the grace of God, and I do give him praise, glory, and honor because of that. Praise the Lord. And this morning, we're going to go to the throne of grace and just give God some praise and some thanks, praise God. And Father, we are coming today, praise God, only in your grace. Praise God, we're coming, praise God, because we realize, Father God, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we know, praise God, that you have already assigned angels on assignments to each and every one of our lives. But Father God allows, Father God, to fall in line and to follow, praise God, the leader. Praise God that anything, praise God, that the enemy will bring up against us in this day, Father God, has already been taken care of. And Father God, we stand, praise God, in a safe place with you today. And Father God, we thank you because, God, we come to you this morning asking that you forgive us for every iniquity, sin, and even our shortcomings. Father God, bless us throughout this day. Keep us, Father God, and help us to keep our minds stayed on thee, that you would keep us in perfect peace. And Father God, as we go forth today, Father, we say thank you. We say praise you. We say we adore you. We love you. You are holy. You are pure. Praise God. You are faithful and true. And Father God, we do thank you today. Lord, that this word go forth, Father God, as you said in your word, that the word will go out and accomplish that in which it is sent. God, as the word go forth today, let it touch some individual. Praise God. Turn them around. Pull them up. Stand them up, Father God. Give them strength. Praise God, to know that they can look to you and come to you, and you are there. And God, we thank you once again for this word and for this day. And we do give you praise, we give you glory, thanking you for binding Satan and his activities. In this day, we do say amen. And praise the Lord, praise God. We thank you, praise God, for that word, praise the Lord, because we only know, praise God, we are nothing without him. And we must pray just to make it today. And we are here today, praise God, to bring forth the word once again. And Lord, we have, Lord, has blessed me to continue to bring forth, praise God, talking about the trials and the tribulation. Because we do know, praise God, these are trying times. Amen. I believe the word said we have to redeem the time, for the days are evil. Yes, not the people, but the days are evil. There's a lot of things going on today because it's evil. Evil, praise God, lurks about in this world. Amen. But today we're going to talk about trials and tribulations is the testing of your faith. Yes, we said it. Trials and tribulations is the testing of your faith. Amen. Now, we're talking about here because sometimes, praise God, we go through and we ask the question, why? And then we have to turn around. And if you think about it, you turn around and say, why not? Why not? But then this morning, we're going to talk about some basic things, praise God, that God will allow trials and tribulation to occur, praise the Lord, because in our life, praise God, he allowed. You've got to understand one thing. If you are a child of God, if you are a child of God, I said that, Satan can only do what he does to you because guess what, my friend? He needs to get permission from God to tamper with you. Scripture verses, praise God, that we're going to talk about is talking about trials and tribulation. It means keeping unnecessary trials from coming your way and how to handle a storm of trials and tribulation because they will come, okay? Now, this is a subject, praise God, many Christians don't want to talk about because they want to overlook it, but let's face it. It is reality. Let's face up. It is reality. Trials will come, tribulations will come, sorrows will come, tears will flow, laughter will be. Why? Because the book tells us, praise the Lord, it says to us, there is a time and a season in Ecclesiastes for everything under the sun, under the heaven. There's a time and a season. Amen. So we have to accept, praise God, we'll come up, we can go through it. Praise the Lord, we don't have to lay down and die or lay down and wallow, but get up and stand up and walk up in it because God can carry you through it. Amen. But when we face in trials and tribulation, praise the Lord, sometimes we get weary and we get depressed and we get, praise God, disgusted and we get, you know, just all, everything just hits us at one time. But now you have to understand, You must realize in this life that every single one of us, every one of us, every one of us, saved or unsaved, amen, will have to face certain amounts of trials and tribulations, sorrows, as we go through this journey, this walk of life, okay, we're going to face that. Absolutely no exception. I said this before, it doesn't matter whether you're rich, poor, blind, or can see, whether you're crippled or you're not. You will face these trials and tribulations. No exception. But this is hard. This is a hardcore thing to discuss. This is very hard. Okay? And sometimes it can be very brutal. That's a fact. And now, as a result of all of that, praise the Lord, we are living in a fallen world where this is a curse. This is a cursed place. And it's imperfect. This is a world. The Bible said this is the world where who dwells in this place? Who rules this place? That old tempter, the tempter, yes. And as a result of what happens in our life is, praise God, we have to start out this story with what it begins with Adam and Eve, okay? Adam and Eve brought this story into forefront, okay? Every single one of us will have to face a certain amount of trials. We said it. And as we journey through this life, many Christians, neither lost, are found, faith or no faith in the Lord, as a result of getting hit with these type of trials. Sometimes it's just like a bomb, or something, somebody dropped down on you, like the bomb, you know, just drop it, boom, and it just explodes because we didn't understand it. We wasn't ready for it. We didn't know how to accept it. And it was just overwhelming. And unless you have a full understanding, my friend, as why God, okay, will allow sometimes things to happen, not to good people, because there is no good people. People say, good people, what good people? There is none. We're people, but that's not good. What do you mean good? No, but to happen to people. So it says this, it says, and unless you have a full understanding of why God will sometimes allow things to happen to people in this life, you can have your personal faith level in the Lord shaken to its very, depending on the severity of the trial and the tribulation, the storm that you go through, it can strike you unknowingly. But now what we're talking about, that was just our personal thought, not personal, the way we look at things. But let's go to the Bible and see what the words say about it. Let's see what God has to say about that. But the Bible says, see, because we have to understand, the Bible tells us that God's people can perish from having a lack of what? Knowledge. Not just say this, I'm going to take a look first. Not just God's people, any person can perish because they have no knowledge. Knowledge is what they may say is powerful. Yes, and not having the right kind of knowledge, to fully understand what bad things can ever happen to anybody, not just good, bad, whatever, people, especially to Christian soul believers or called believers, can cause you to perish in your own belief to the fullest. It can cause you to perish because you don't understand. See? You may have allowed some of these severe, these are severe attacks to hit you in the flesh. Pray. You wonder, why did I allow this to happen? Well, some things are just putting for you to happen because the Bible said the trials only come to make you strong. Okay, they come. I believe that you can learn how to keep some of these adversities that may strike you in this life away from you if you learn how to what? Properly plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah to the name of the Father. People don't use the blood no more because there is power in the blood. There is deliverance in the blood. There is healing in the blood. There is salvation in the blood of Jesus. Now, there's a certain part of not your blood, but the blood of Jesus. There's a washing and a cleansing in the blood. For deliverance and protection is in the blood. Alone, and we have to learn, praise God, learning how to walk with God and using the anointing that God has put up on us and left with us, that is where we fall short because we don't understand what we possess. Come on, somebody. See, the Bible tells us that we have to learn how to become good, not lazy, sleepy, slumbering soldiers, hello, of Jesus Christ. But we can learn how to become a good soldier. of Jesus Christ and learn how to walk with God, anointing in our lives, then you can either keep a lot of these storm clouds from ever hitting you in the first place. Hello, somebody. Because you're ready. You're stored up. You know what to do. You've already planned. But see, some of us never plan. So if you don't plan, you plan. If you don't plan, you plan to fail. If you don't study, then you don't know. Or if you can quickly defeat them, you see, once they do come knocking at your door. Hello. This is why, praise God, when storms are coming or rising or something is setting up to become a storm, they put the warning out. Why? That's for you to get ready so you don't be caught off guard. However, it is a result of living people, fallen, cursed world. Even the best of God's soldiers, listen to me, will still have to face a certain amount of conflict and adversities in life from time to time. But will you be able to stand? There is a simple, this is very simple, okay? This is simply not getting away from it. We're not trying to get away from it. We're just trying to be ready when it happens. Amen? If you know how to do that, then you'll be getting ready, so you'll be ready when Jesus comes. You won't be trying to get ready like the five foolish virgins. They was all right and doing their thing and everything, but they didn't realize Jesus was to come. And the Bible declared at midnight, he knocks at the door, meaning he come to get you. You ain't ready. I'm not ready yet. Yes, you are. Well, ready or not, he's coming back. And until we get the new, until we get the new heaven and the new earth at the millennial rule of Jesus from the city of Jerusalem, the curse of Adam will still continue to stay in the place on this earth. And as a result, we will have to, listen to this, we will have to face a certain amount of storm clouds in life with no exception. Doesn't matter where you come from, who you are. You're going to have to face it. You're going to have to face it, ready or not. You're going to have to face it. What get many Christian people is this in trouble is this part. Their walk with the Lord is not having a full understanding. The Bible says, out of all thy getting, you have to do that even in just natural life itself. Understand? Oh, yes. And as to why this has to happen to them in the first place, they won't ask that question, but especially when they feel like they are not, they are just newborn, born-again believers or who are serving a God who is supposed to be all good, all loving, and all merciful. It's not that you're missing the point. The point is Christ will ask when they all hit with any kind of trials or tribulation, the first thing they say, why me? Huh? Why me? How can an all good, good loving God and he so this and that allow all these things to happen and severe trials of tragedy? How can God allow some of his own, especially the ones who he is so faithfully serving and following him, and they get hit by sometimes, some things that they're not aware of, or times that it's real, literally, it comes right out of the pit of hell itself. How can God allow this? Is God our true heavenly and loving Father who has nothing but our best interests at heart? Then how can he allow some of these following kinds of destructive activities to come upon us in our way and in this life? Okay? There are some, praise God, that has been diagnosed with illnesses, have been given a certain time to live. Marriages that have been dissolved 50, 60 years now, they're walking away. They're being dissolved. Teenagers, if not right now, they're raping and murdering each other and killing like never before. There is nothing right now, praise God, for a man to walk around with a gun and just shoot because he just wants to see what it feels like to shoot or kill somebody. That's not God. Because listen to me, people. God left us with a free will. You have a will. You are a free will agent. You have to make the decision what you want to do. Even coming to Christ, you have to make the decision that I'm tired of this reckless life I'm living, and I need to change my way of living. You have to make that decision. It's called free will. You understand? It's called free will. But then you ask yourself, you have just lost three members of your immediate family and fatal car accident. Yourself has been a victim of someone randomly, sensitive crime such as rape, assault, or whatever. You have been dismissed from your job because you're not liked. I mean, come on now, God, what you doing? I mean, you know this person, you did nothing. You did excellent worker. You're perfect, never had a written up in your file, never had a problem on the job, always at work, always willing to help, always. But you get the one get axed, and you wonder yourself, well, where now, Lord, where are you? Where are you in all of this? Okay? You're saying about, you're talking about a dysfunction or this dysfunction or that. But I can go on and on. But this is for the severity, praise God, that can hit any one of us at any time. No one of us on this earth is perfectly safe, immune from all these different kinds of storms and diversities and all of these things that goes on in this earth. Nobody's exempt. Okay? So you have to understand it. But when you really stop and think about this, you look back on some of these evils and the certain amount of people you would have to face in this life is only natural. It's only natural to wonder how God himself could allow some of these things to happen. You do it too. I don't care how saved you are. Yes, you do. You ask, Lord, why? And especially to some of his who has already been saved under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for years, how can God just sit there and watch some of this, oh, this stuff happen? How can he allow this stuff to happen? All these adversities and trials and tribulation coming at me from the back, the front, the under, the in, the out, the over. Come on. Is God all powerful? Nothing can be done. But you got to understand, this is not his domain. He said, you are in the world, but you're not of the world. He protects his own from having to deal with some of these kinds of what? Our heavier trials and tribulations. But I believe that there are three things that we must do why God himself would allow to a certain amount of adversity to come up on our lives. There are certain things that you have to do. Unless you have a frame and a solid grip on these things that I'm about to discuss with you, then you find your personal faith, love in Christ being shaken of its very, very core. Single times you have to deal with one of these heavy types of storms and tribulations in your life. As I said to you before, I believe that you can help keep this quiet a bit. These heavier, dark sides of activities from every coming up under the face and in your place and in your way. You can do this, but you must know who Jesus is. You must be in the Word of God. You must be locked down in the Word. You must have, praise God, some ammunition in you, praise God, to defeat some of these trials and tribulations. You must. We have, praise God, we have to understand, praise God, God left us everything we need to fight any battle that we need to fight. But you must learn and have the knowledge you would need to keep yourself at least partially protected from these demonic things, the evil that comes your way in this life, how to live in a full surrender with the Lord Jesus Christ and to fully trust him with every aspect of your life, learning how to be led. He said those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are called the sons of God. And learning how to engage with the enemy by using appropriate spiritual warfare. Appropriate spiritual warfare. You can tell the devil all you want to. Devil, you better leave me alone now. Go ahead on now. Devil, I rebuke you. You ain't got no power. You don't even know the word. And the devil knows that. We are not prepper. We have to pray. We have to stay in the Spirit of the Lord. And if we're in the Spirit of the Lord where we're supposed to be, he will give you the discerning of that means the Lord would allow you to see certain things even before it happens. Even if it happens, he will prepare you, praise God, to be able to stand and test the storm. Spiritual warfare operates under God's anointing and leads to be able to do so. However, even the best of God, true soldier, will have to face heavy adversaries in this life from time to time. Just study the lives of some of the greatest saints in the Bible. You will see this. You're not the only one going through. There have some that gone through before you. But God has given them a way to escape and have given them a way to come out of it. Come out of it, praise God, standing strong. The revelation knowledge is the three basic reasons, and the verse I will list below, you're going to see this, praise God, what he's trying to say. See, there are some Christians who are living defeated and joyful and joyful lives in the Lord because They never could understand why God has allowed some of these trials and tribulations to come their way in the first place, so they angry with God. That person of faith level in the Lord has been severely shaken by that they are no longer able to fully trust the Lord with handling their lives. Big mistake. As a result, many of these people have either lost their true calling, God, life, or have found out that what their true calling was may have been since they no longer fully trust him to lead their lives. They don't even be bothered with it. And all of these occurs because no one ever attempted to take the time to sit down with them and try to fully explain what is really going on in their life. Trials and tribulations. Okay? Trials and tribulations. So what you have to learn to do now, what is your base? How would you handle the trials and tribulations you come? When I lost my son, who wants to bury their children? Who wants to bury a child? But I had to depend on the Lord Jesus Christ to bring me through it. Because I realized one thing, death will come. It will come to us all. But how would you be able to stand? As a result, many of these people either lost their true calling, God, angry. And all of this is occurring because no one ever tried to say, let me find out, why is this going on with me? What can I do about it? We're crying about lost lives and lost in this one. Job lost his whole family. But he still trusted God. That goes to show you, if you're in God like you say you are, you're going to hold on to the very end. Praise the Lord. The valley and the trials and the tribulation, conflicts and the adversities are all part of life and all of a part of our walk with the Lord. Okay? You have to understand, you know, this shouldn't be something that you should be able to talk about and tough out on your own. But you can be properly prepared and equipped and handling any kind of adversary that comes your way, because they will come. They will come. The Bible said, what shall separate you from the love of God? Tribulations? Persecution? It will knock at your door. No matter how uncomfortable this copy may make you, others make you feel in the congregation, it's true. It is a true fact. We have to learn, praise God, to know what is the weapon of our warfare and what do we have to use in order to fight the enemy and stand the trials and go through the tribulation. What do we need to do? What do we have to do? You're not left alone. If we would stop, praise God, and put all the scripture verses together, praise the Lord, on this subject, like it would be like a jigsaw puzzle. There's no question about it. It would be. But I know this is really hard. It's a hard pill, praise God, for many of us to swallow and to accept, praise God, in this day and age, because we don't want to accept it. We want to ignore it and say it's not real, but it's reality. It is reality. It will happen. It's going to happen. A certain degree, it's going to happen. But you have to be prepared, praise God, to stand in the test of time, trials and tribulation, going through. Suffering of any kind, whether it be mental, emotionally, or physical, is not something that most people would easily gravitate towards in this day and age. But not only are there trials and tribulations in all parts of this life as a result of the Adam curse, this is still a full operational earth, but the Lord himself wants to use some of these trials and tribulations in order to test our faith level in him. From time to time, along with using, my friend, the heat and the intent of these trials to burn good, godly, and sanctity quality into your very core of your soul. And the personalities as part of your sanctification is a process in him. Now, each and every Christian, my God, with one or two of these options, we're faced with any kind. You're going to be faced with it. I don't care how much you say. We'll be faced with any kind of trials and tribulations. You're going to face them, but are you ready to go through? We can either throw in the towel, turn off the play, stop playing, don't even play in the game no more, walk away from God. We can be intimidated, or we can bail out. We can do whatever we want to do. But he wants us to do with him is to go through the trials and the test See, this is what Job did. Job went through the trials and the test of his faith. And he said to the Lord, his watcher, you need to cuss this God you're talking about so mighty. Cuss him and you die. Job said, you're a foolish woman. He said, even if he does bless me, I know that he's able. Now, that's some faith. You can take your trials and tribulations head on in the exact same way David did with Goliath. Or you can do the same thing, praise God, as Job did. And he lost everything he had, even his children, his cattle. And I'm quite sure, praise God, if this the wife talking to him, praise the Lord, the way she was talking, God gave a new wife to. Because she was definitely not the one. My God. And in all of this, praise God, he stood the test of time. He stood through his battle. The Holy Spirit has wished we could, but a battle strategy is to take us and use it against the storm of clouds in our life. We must learn, praise God, how to use the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus. God has equipped you with everything you need. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every demon got to flee. So when you are praying, that means that we have to have a praying life. We have to be in a prayer life. We have to be praying. We have to pray every day. We have to pray at all times. I'm not talking about walking around talking about Your spirit man must be praying inwardly, constantly. Ha, ya, ya. Yes, Jesus. It has to be praying constantly. God will show you. He said, I will show you the enemy before he come nigh your dwelling. But we don't pray. So when we don't pray, we can't discern. We can't discern. Sooner or later, God will personally test you out in the realm of trials and tribulation. If you've never really been tested before, no one will come out of this life untouched and unscarred and unscratched from some type of different trial and tribulation that can come your way. You must be standing and ready and know how to put on. He told us before in Ephesians, he says, put on the whole armor. Put it on. Don't stand and look at it. Get in the Word. Study the Word. Know what you need to be covered. Know what you need to wear in warfare. Know how you need to dress for the battle. Know. And as we do this, praise God, we will have to be asking the question, why so many things happen? That's not the result, because His will happen. As a result, praise God, we will not be afraid to talk about it and go through and even to go into Bible, praise God, and find out what did the Word say about it. Anything that we are going through, my people, there's a scripture or there is some backup in the Word of God. But if you do not know the Word, you don't have the Word, you don't know what's in the book. We don't know. You have to know what the book say. If He did it for the people of old, He'll do it for the people of new. God has no respect of a person. We must learn, praise God, how to stand on the Word of God, stand in the Word of God, and be what? Well adverse in the Word of God. Whenever the enemy come to you, you pull out the Word. When he pull out his little tricks, you pull out the Word. The devil is not moved by anything but the Word. The Word will strengthen you. It will strengthen your faith level. It will take you to a different level in God. You must understand, when the enemy comes to you and he rises up against you like a flood, God said he will give you, his angels will what? They will lift you up. They will move you because you got the Word. But to have no Word, you are in a dangerous place. You need to know what the Word of God is saying to you. Get in my book. Study my Word. Know, praise God, the Word of God is for your protection. Get into the Word. Anything that you are going through, you must go in the Word and look it up and find out what did the Word say about it. If God said it, He put it there for a reason. He will honor it. And that day will come. And the Bible says, until that day comes, on the whole arm of God, and take on your trials and your tribulation as good and a mighty soldier of Jesus Christ. Even if you're willing to take the storm clouds of life and head on like David did in Goliath, you have to know and have no idea how many other people you may be able to save, touch, heal, and deliver in this life. But when you have no word in you, you are open prey for the enemy. Get into the word of God. You got a sickness? It's the book. You need healing? It's the book. You need deliverance? It's in the word of God. You need to be saved? It's in the word of God. You need to be blessed? It's in the word of God. You need financial blessing? It's in the word of God. You need food? It's in the word of God. But we don't see it because we look at it very lightly. But what I'm saying to you today, praise the Lord, you need to get into the book. I can't explain it enough how you need to get into the word and read the book for yourself. Find out what the word say about your situation. Go in and look up scriptures on what the word say about your situation. Not what the pastor say, the minister say, the evangelist, the missionary, whoever, the pope, the preacher. That's it. Go into the book. It will deliver you, and it will keep you from sinking like a ship. Remember, you will go through trials, but you must know what will bring you out. Your faith in God and the word in you will deliver you from all kind of hardship. You'll go through, but you'll still come out. You won't fall apart. And I just want to say praise God until this time, praise God. It's awesome, praise the Lord. I cannot continue this right now because the time is not allowing that. But I just want to let you know, praise God, your personal faith in God level is the Lord. Since our faith is what is going to be tested in the first place, you will need to also want to know how to help and work, praise God, and study and get into the word of God that you may be tested, and pass the final exam. Don't worry. Don't worry. You don't have no problem. All you need to do, all you need is faith in God. Get into the word of God, people. Get into the word of God. We're looking everywhere for the answer, but the answer is in the word of God. Let the blood of Jesus be your protection, but find out what the blood of Jesus is all about. God bless you. I wish, praise God, I can continue, but I must go. And until this time, next time, I say you be blessed. And I pray, praise God, that something was said that will stir your inner man, that you will seek and that you may find what God has for you is in his word. You be blessed.